Hello, guys. This is Ryan Barr. Tune in for another one, and I'll get right into it. It is what to do if you are suffering from pain, aches, burning, sharp pain, knives, needles, what to do if you're suffering from those pains, okay? Now, usually when I have clients or I've met any of my personal training clients or in person, usually when people have these problems, they are overweight, okay? I'm going to go into other modalities and other remedies to fix it, but first and foremost, your body's telling you you're too heavy, okay? You're getting knee pain, back pain, all these pains because you're too heavy, simply put. So the best way to actually remedy pains is to lose weight. And people will say, you know, I can't lose weight because I'm in pain. I know it's kind of like a double-edged sword, right? It's going to suck. It's going to suck, but once you get through it, once you create consistency, once you get through the first month, 3 weeks, it gets easier, I promise. I've had excruciating neck pain, excruciating knee pain, ankle pain, and it sucks. You want to complain the whole time, but I promise you it gets easier. Another way to reduce pain is I always say get your oil changes, okay? I always refer to the body as a vehicle. So what are oil changes? Oil changes are chiropractic, are massage, acupuncture, all these things to just help get the body back in normal order. Now, people will ask what frequency. So if you drive your vehicle a lot, I would say you only need it maybe once or twice a month, right? If you usually drive your vehicle a lot. But if your vehicle has been parked for a long time, you haven't exercised, you haven't ran, you haven't been doing a lot. We've all been there. I would say you would need to go weekly, chiropractic massage. You got to get your vehicle back up into driving order. Does that make sense? Back up to driving order. All right. So if you are in a place where you're in a lot of pain, I would say honestly, 2 times a week, right? That is the best way to get your vehicle back in running order. I always do that when I suffer from a lot of pain and I've been lazy and I haven't been on top of myself. We've all been there. I start going twice a week and then all of a sudden, oh, my vehicle feels better. I'm doing more. I feel better, right? I look better. And so I spread it out. Now, the next remedy, very simple, is how you sleep. Okay. A lot of the times when it's either you don't sleep really well or you sleep like a twisted pretzel. All right. Finding the right pillow, the right mattress, and the right way to sleep is so important for your health. Okay. Most people lose their quality of sleep as they age. And we like to attribute it to, you know, it's age. No, it's not. It is a skill. Sleeping is a skill. And any skill can be learned, refined, and perfected. You just used to sleep really well when you're young, and now it's starting to fade. It's because you don't know how to properly sleep. So figure out the right ways to sleep. There is lots of tools I have in my free group below where I'll go more into that. But today is just about remedies for pain and relief. So like if I'm stuck in a bad position all night and I wake up in the morning with a neck ache, it's because I've been stuck for 8 hours in that position, right? Now, naturally too, our life has transitioned to us being on computers, on our phone, driving, all that stuff. So we're working more hunched over. So that's why we're starting to get caused with lower back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, all these things. So the best way is you would need to stretch the front of your body. Huge, right? With that being said, a lot of the times is when you're working, you have to sit or you have to be on your phone. You have to do these things. And I understand, I'm not saying you shouldn't do those, but what I'm saying is you should open up the front of your body, big stretches on your chest, big stretches on your bicep, your abs, your hips, your quads, those type of things. It helps to just keep your body open and tall. It helps you to stand tall, right? That's another big way. Lengthening is strengthening. So sometimes even working out, doing push-ups, doing all these things, strengthening yourself in bad positions, you cause yourself more pain. Lengthening is strengthening. So it's so important to have a balance when it comes to your body. Usually when we have aches and pain, it's not because of tightness. It's usually because of weakness, right? Something to think about. right? And so usually these are the first things I tell a client when they have pain. It's like, I can't work out because I have pain. I can't do this because I have pain. Well, you will continue to have pain if you don't do something, right? And I feel for you because I get goosebumps saying this. I've had a lot of pain and I get in a victim cycle like, oh, no one knows what I'm going through or no one knows how I feel, right? Everybody suffers from pain, whether you're 14, 44, 34, 64, we all suffer from pain. This is a vehicle. Parts break down, but it's your job to take it to the mechanic and repair it. Nobody else is going to take your vehicle to the mechanic, okay? Guys, I wanted to thank you so much for jumping on this. I appreciate every single one of you. I have my links below. So if you want to follow our social media, follow any shenanigans we're doing. In addition, we have an amazing free group. It's a private community. We have a lot of free resources like a meal plan, recipes, and a lot of coaching. Guys, that's where we can continue our conversation further. I appreciate all of you. I will see you on next one.